This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu ala al-Mustafa wa ala alihi wa sohbatihi wa man ihtada bihadihi ila yawmil liqa wa ba'd. If I were to take a pen and give it to a child or give it to an adult or to anyone and ask him, what is the purpose of this pen? Why was it created? And whether a child or an adult, whether male or female, whether young or old, they will give me an answer. And although their choices of words will be individual and their own choice, yet the overall gist of their answers will be relatively similar. They will all say things along the lines of, the purpose of a pen is to write, or document, or record. And although the choice of words might be different, but it will be very clear very quickly that they have a clear idea of the purpose of the pen. They know why it was created. And in the same way, if you were to ask them, what is the purpose of clothing? Why was that created? And again, whether male or female, young or old, they will give answers. And again, their choices of words will be individual. But the overall gist of the answers will be similar, almost the same. And it will be around, the purpose of clothing is to shield you from the elements, to protect you from the rays of sunshine, to cover you, to beautify you. And irrespective of who you ask, the answers will be relatively similar. It shows that mankind know the purpose of these things. They know why a pen was created. They know why clothing was created. They know why a car was created, and so on. They know these things. So why is it that when I ask, what is the purpose of your creation? Why were you created? That mankind seem to be baffled for an answer. And there is a huge variety of responses. From those who believe that life has no purpose, that we were created by some weird fluke of nature. We are here by chance, accidentally. And others whose purpose of life is get rich, make money. So they spend precious moments of life, night and day, and at times sacrifice friends and families just to amass wealth. And for others, it is have a grand time, pub and club and party. And amidst them, a whole spectrum of other answers. It becomes very clear, very quickly, that mankind do not know the purpose of their creation. They do not know the reason for their existence. Why were you created? Because an object as simple as a pen has a purpose. No one created it because they had nothing else to do. Clothing, someone manufactured for a purpose. Everything around you has a purpose. You know its purpose. So a machine as sophisticated as this, as the human body, how can that not have a purpose? And coincidentally, you are wired to function best when you have purpose. There's enough data, adequate research to show that those who live lives of purpose live better lives. They live longer lives. They live happier lives. They have better relationships. It is as though you were designed to find your purpose, and the great sadness, you don't know your purpose. Because a machine as sophisticated as this couldn't be around without purpose. And it is a marvel of design and engineering. Just forget about the rest. Just look at the human eye. It is a phenomenon by itself. You see, a camera, in essence, at the outside, a pupil that dilates automatically without your command to adjust to the amount of light that comes in. So when it's dark, the pupils dilate. When there's more light, they restrict. Automatic by themselves. And as soon as light passes the pupil, you have a living lens, which again adjusts by itself to ensure that it optimizes the intake of the rays that come in. So I watch the person here, or I watch the person there, and instantaneously I have focus. There's no lag time between this and that. That's design. And then colors. You know, from the three main primary colors, your eyes takes that and mixes it to a million different combinations. And that is why you look around and see the glamour and beauty of life in full color. And not in the 1960s or 1970s, but since the creation of man, you had color vision. That is sophistication of design. And then the lens should have just seen a 2D image. So you have been given two eyes, 2 inches or so apart, to give you perspective. And as the data comes in, you have a processor that synthesizes, analyzes, creates a 3D image in full color to give you a rich, crisp experience of life. That's not an accident. That is sophistication. And just look at the safety mechanisms designed to protect this eye. At the outside, like inside your eye, but at its surface, you have a film of tears, liquid, especially designed with disinfectants to neutralize any danger if it goes inside, and then automatically washes it out. That is design. And outside, if the particles are any bigger that might damage your eye, the eyelids come down automatically. As it senses danger coming, it shuts to protect the eye. And if the object's a little bigger than that, you've been given skeletal structure here designed to protect the eye. That is why when you get punched in the eye, you get a black eye, but not necessarily a blind eye. You know why? Because the design. So this is just looking at your eyes. So a machine as sophisticated as this wasn't created for nothing. So why were you created? What is the purpose of your creation? Why do you exist? And the answer, dear ones, is in the question. The answer is in the question. To know that you were created. You were created. You didn't come here of your own accord. You who sit today in a place of relative success, basking in the glory of your achievements. You are, say, 35 years old. Where were you 36 years ago? You're 35 now. Where were you 36 years ago? Which form did you sign to come here? Which plane did you ride to come here? You came here of no accord of your own. Someone sent you here. Someone planted you here. Someone created you. And nor do you depart of your own accord. Like you try very hard not to depart. You've created hospitals and furbished it with technology and created in, you know, put in the individual who have individuals who have spent their whole dear life trying to try to keep you here a bit longer. Yet when the time is up and the summoner summons you, young or old, you go through the hospital that was designed to keep you, you go. So you came of no accord of your own. You leave no accord of your own. Don't you realize that someone sent you and someone summons you? And whether you are young or old, rich or poor, male or female, forget about that. Kings and monarchs get summoned and kings and monarchs leave. Like if it was based on power and authority, what power is dragging him out of this world? You have to concede that there is a sovereign who summons sovereigns. There is a king, a creator that created, a creator that sent, a creator that summons. And when you realize that there is a creator, and then you realize that that creator, out of his wisdom and majesty and kindness, created a sophisticated machine as this, and then furbished the world, everything around you to help your success and to help your life and to help you grow and to help you flourish, you can't but grow a sense of appreciation and a sense of awe and majesty for that creation, for that creator. And that, dear ones, is the first step towards your mission. To recognize that you have a creator, and then realize the favors that that creator has done upon you, and in that way, grow a heart filled with love and awe and reverence and obedience and glory for that creator. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أشد حبا لله. And those who believe, their greatest love is their creator. And when a heart is filled with awe and love of its creator, as he is worthy of that love, then out of your love, his wish becomes your command. His plan becomes your plan. You live a life aligned to the purpose that he created you for. And that is the purpose of your creation. That's why you were sent here, to find your Lord, love your Lord, he prays in glory to your Lord, or in short, to worship your Lord. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And we have not created the jinn, the unseen creation, nor humankind, except for the exclusive purpose of the worship of the one mighty creator. And why do you worship? So that your heart gets linked to its master, so that your heart becomes Allah conscious, so that you're perpetually in love of the Creator, perpetual remembrance of the Creator, perpetual obedience of the Creator. This is the purpose of your creation, where you make your life in line, aligned, in obedience to the wishes and dictates of the one creator that you have found and worshipped. And that is for humankind in general. That is why we're here. And if you succeed in that, dear ones, every cell in your body, from the tip of your toe to the top of your head, will synchronize and align to the greater purpose of the creation, in that you will find peace and solace, joy and comfort, happiness and prosperity. And the absence of that, you're out of alignment, you're swimming upstream, you're not meeting your purpose, then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Whoever leaves and forsakes my guidance, my remembrance, the path that I have chosen for them, then for him will be a narrow, restricted, confined, confounded life. And that is in this life, filled with difficulty, hardship, lack of clarity, pain and suffering. And in the day of judgment, he will be resurrected blind. So he will rise up and say, Rabbi, لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمًا وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. O Lord, why did you resurrect me blind and I could once see? So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, كَذَلِكَ آتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Thus our signs were brought to you, guidance presented to you, Islam shown to you. You chose to forsake it, you chose to discard it, you chose to disregard it, you forgot about it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. And thus today we forsake you, we discard you, we disregard you, we forget about you. Allah Rabbul Izzah, save me and you from that. One last point. For you who have been blessed with guidance, because it is a blessing of Allah Rabbul Izzah, for you who have seen the light, it is important, necessary, required that you don't hoard the light. You don't monopolize the light. The light wasn't sent just for you. The light was sent to show the way to the thousands that are around you, to help them live better lives, to help them have clarity, to help them have guidance, to help them to their Lord. And that is your obligation and mission. So, dear ones, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Call to the path of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful teaching. So call, dear ones, your near and dear and those you care about. Share the light of guidance with them, because Allah knows they need it. Allah knows they suffer without it. Allah knows they're struggling, although they don't know it. And it will be selfish of me and you not to share this beautiful message that Allah Rabbul Izzah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has sent. And as a reward for you, as a reward for you, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea and even the ants on rocks pray for the one that teaches mankind goodness. Become of those whom heaven and earth pray for and heaven and earth salute. Become of those who show light and guidance to others. May Allah Rabbul Izzah bless you, Allah honor you, Allah exalt you, Allah protect you. Keep your brother in your dua. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.